Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We need your help being on all these digital platforms and podcasting our shows. We need you to spread the word because, you know, we're growing. I mean, the movement, the awakening is growing. However, we still got about half of us that are dumber than a box of rocks. So let's get those people educated, okay? And don't tell them they're dumber than a box of rocks. We can bring them to knowledge. Our guest today is Ronnie McMullen. And we're going to talk about, we all remember the famous literary work called The Road Less Traveled. Well, we're going to talk about which road are we going to take in America. We are at a crossroads. The Constitutional Republic is under great threat. It may not continue, and you may not like what comes out the other side. Ronnie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. It's always a pleasure to have you on. And by the way, I just went through the Clay Clark conference this week. There are two major events that were, you know, pro-patriot, fantastic. At the same time, Trump and our event, and my gosh, one did not pull from the other.
Wow.
I mean, it was Clay Clark was at capacity, and Trump, record crowds from what they're saying. So people are awakening, but they need to have a plan. It's not enough to be aware that things aren't the way they're supposed to be. They need to have a plan. And I know that you have a belief here that we have two choices here, and I think this could be the beginning of formulating a plan.
Absolutely. First of all, you know, we're talking about the Common Sense Show, and I think we need to really up the levels of common sense.
Amen to that.
And common sense is right before our eyes. We just have to open our eyes. We can't blindly walk through. So it's important for us to open our eyes and say, okay, let's just use common sense. All the channels of YouTube are being banned for different discussions. You're not allowed to talk to it. And so if you're not allowed to discuss anything, then the question arises, common sense now, is this considered freedom of speech?
No, there is no freedom of speech. The Biden administration's made it very clear. In fact, even some Republicans are speaking out, Ronnie. And in fact, I heard one on Fox last night on Steve's show, and they were saying, I'm trying to think of the way she put it, the Constitution's under attack, freedom of speech is dead. And the Democrats are going after anyone who says anything against this administration.
Yeah, and, you know, it's almost like the Democrats are not looking at the Constitution at all.
No.
It's like, Constitution what? What is that? They're using it for toilet paper?
Well, yeah, they want the United States of the Democratic Party. That's what we're looking at, a one-party rule.
But this goes deeper, and I know you know this, Dave. This goes much deeper than Democrat and Republican. Much, much deeper. This goes into some spiritual stuff. And I think we're at a point right now, especially with the new year beginning, we're at a point where it's very critical, our common sense levels and what we do, what we say, where we are, and what we think. Because what we think really weighs in on our decisions. And so if we just think it's democratic, then it makes us kind of go for, well, I'm just going to be against Democrats and go for Republicans, which there's a lot of Republicans that are dirty too. So this goes deeper, and I think it goes into spiritual stuff. And I'm not talking religious stuff. I'm talking spiritual stuff. I think my sources say that the underground, what's underneath, is losing control. And they're scared as can be. They're scared because people are waking up and they're actually starting, thank God, starting to use their common sense.
Well, I agree with you. And I don't even know if you have to be obtuse in your sources or get underground information. All you have to do is look at the polls. The polls, first of all, always favor the Democrats. And yet they got Biden in the very low 30th percentile. Kamala's lower. Trust in the mainstream media is at 10%. It's incredible what's happening right now. So, yes, people are waking up. But waking up to what? The inevitability? Or is there a chance to do anything to restore our constitutional republic?
Well, I think we're going to get restored if we can stay on the path. The kicker is what we believe and how we transmit our message. If we just stay quiet and say, okay, it'll be better next week, it'll be better next week, nothing's going to get done. We need to be absolutely in prayer and meditation, you know, which maybe is a people might laugh at that and say, oh yeah, that's not going to do anything, but it actually does. When you're talking about the spiritual realm underneath, and when I say that, because it's dark sources, if you look at the world, just look at the world right now, it's very dark times. And I thought it was interesting, a volcano went off in Tonga and rocked at least their world. American Samoa got hit as well, and there was tsunami warnings. And they're still getting these are still going on. So the thought that crosses my mind is, we'll call them the bad guys, for lack of words. The bad guys want certain things to happen, and maybe things from the creator side interrupt and change the playing field. Maybe Tonga was a warning for something bigger. And if think about this. If something hit hard in San Francisco, if something hit hard in Los Angeles, and I'm not talking a little 7.0 or and you know, if you look at back and go back to San Francisco, you know, 5.8 and 6.1 were taking bridges down. So imagine a 7.0, maybe an 8.0, maybe a 9.0. What would that mean? And when you look at the New World Order, which George Bush Sr. talked about, we will obtain the New World Order. A lot of the New World Order headquarters is in San Francisco. What if that was a tsunami? I just think the playing field can change very quickly.
But there's something else. Let me update you. I understand there's concern about continued activity in Tonga with this volcano, that there could be another incident. So they got hit with a 4-foot wave, and it capsized a few boats. No big deal, minor damage.
Correct.
But what if this is bigger? I mean, I think your point's well taken. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because, you know, a 4-foot wave, I mean, yeah, that's going to cause a little havoc, but, and there were a few people that died, but it wasn't as tragic as it could be. But the volcano went off again, there was a second time. And so, and I'm not saying that Tonga's going to go off and just blow the sky high, but what if Yellowstone changed its tune? What if San Francisco suffered a 9.0 earthquake? What if Los Angeles got hit by something that we're not ready for? I mean, if you look at Hollywood and we're at center, something happens to Los Angeles, that's going to hurt our TV industry and our movie industry big time. And then I could say the same thing for New York.
Some people wouldn't mind that happened to Hollywood and TV. I don't want any loss of life. I mean, that's not what I'm saying. And I really don't want property destruction. But the reality is Hollywood is something I try to avoid for the most part. But anyway, your point is really well taken. What's happening, you're thinking, is a spiritual force that's maybe like a will of the cosmos, the will of God, and he's saying, I'm not letting this go any further?
I think the creator, and everybody has a different belief what the creator really is, and I don't know if anybody really knows. We can go off of a 1611 King James Version, but I don't think that does justice to the truth of the creator. But let's just put it in simple terms. There's a good energy and a bad energy. We'll use it, the word energy. There's a good energy and a bad energy. And right now, we've been in a bad energy. The stars aligned. We've been in a bad energy for quite some time, and we still have some time left.
Yeah, Dave Hodges.
What does that mean? Have you noticed in the past year how dark people are, how unforgiving people are, how they think about just them? No care of anybody else. I'm not saying this is, you know, a blanket statement and everybody's doing this, but it's more than usual. And I just think that right now the creator's basically saying, you know, this is my earth, not yours. I've given you a chance to do good things. And there's things that we can't even talk about because we're not allowed to talk freely on channels or news. They're shutting us up quickly. They're using their government sources so they can shut us down and lock us away and whatever, so if we open our mouth, we're done. But there's stuff in the sky as well, and it's changing our weather. Let's just put weather patterns are changing. I think we'll be okay with that. Weather patterns are changing, and they're not changing by the standards of the Creator. They're changing by the stands of they and them. We'll call them the bad guys. So when you start changing the weather and manipulating the weather, and Nick Begich wrote a couple books on this, Angels Don't Play This Harp, mm-hmm. and harp meaning the harp system.
I'm familiar with them. He put all the patents in there for the technology, too.
Absolutely. So that makes it non-conspiracy. It makes it reality. He brings up a lot of Air Force documents. So this is another thing that's going on that's never talked about. And, of course, when it is talked about, it's banned because you're not allowed to talk about this stuff. Because why? Well, it's true. And that's really the spiritual aspect that I think what's going on is we as the people underneath the Creator are not allowed to speak the truth. We are being muffled and we are being gagged.
It's true, and it's true in every element of our society. It's not just the news, social media, the newspapers. It's true in our schools. It's true in our society. It's true in the workplace. Ronnie, you really run the risk of cancel culture if you disagree with anything coming out of this administration.
Absolutely. And the administration is, in my opinion, a joke. And there's reasons for that, but again...
Well, the people are voting with their feet, yeah.
We can't talk about why we even have this administration.
Well,
what happened?
Ronnie, rather than focus on what we can't talk about, let's talk about the two roads here. Yeah, remember, they're the hot topics that we're not allowed to talk about. Can't talk about the elections, can't talk about vaccines, even if you're supporting them, I understand. So we won't talk about that, and you can't talk about climate change. Although we are seeing climate change. And I'm on their side, but we can't run the risk here that they're going to obliterate this interview. But from a spiritual standpoint, I think there's a lot that can be done. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. But the kicker is, where is our mind? Where is our heart? And, you know, when we retaliate and use revenge for what they and them are doing to us, and we go back the same way, then we become them. We become them, you know, and this is the kicker. And people are lying and cheating and scratching and whatever to save their domain, you might say, when in fact we need to be saying, what would you have me do? I mean, even in the CIA movie Batman, he says, Alfred, what would you have me do? And Alfred says back to him, endure. We must endure these times. We're going to remember. They're going to go down in the history books, and it's going to be a wild time, but it's our choices of what we do. And not just saying a Hail Mary, you know, prayer. Let me tell you something. The underground world knows all about spiritualism in a big way.
Yeah, I know.
Way more than the common man. So they know what's going on. And it's just the feeling, I could be wrong, I think they're scared. I think they're using a lot of smoke and mirrors. And what little power they have, and believe me, you know, you may think you have a lot of power because you can take down YouTube videos, or you can muffle this guy, or you can fire this guy. You might think that that's just tons of power. But considering, let me see you use your power to stop a 9.0 earthquake. Oh, you can't do that. Let me see if you can use your power to clean up the air. Oh, you can't do that one either. Let's see. What else could we do? Let's see if you could use your power to bring back life. Oh, you can't do that either. So I guess these guys are powerless. They just think they're full of power. So the key is where our belief system goes and what do we follow? Are we following a soulless path? Or are we following a creator's path? And that is the ticket of our thoughts. Our thoughts are brain waves that can move things in the reality instead of in thought. Thoughts, everything starts in thought.
It does. I'll tell you what they can change is our perceptions. And I'm talking about the ruling class, those that run the media, those that determine what you're going to hear and see every night, as well as the intelligence agencies that decide what they're going to release. I wanted to ask you about this, too, because I think this crosses over into what you're talking about. I'm starting a series when aliens arrive. Now, some people believe they're the manifestation of fallen angels. It's the Great Deception. That's one view. The other view is it's really what it seems to be, aliens. And the let's put it this way. The media is inundating us with this information. Do you think the alien question comes into play here now?
It's starting. I mean, I think they're going to move the economy in a different way first. But are we going to have a UFO invasion, a UFO awakening, a UFO something? Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. Let me tell you what I learned as an undergrad. Two majors at that time were history and sociology. What I learned very clearly, the principle in sociology, the facts and events in history were this. When a superior technology, and if they came here and we didn't go there, they have the superior technology. But when a superior technology encounters an inferior technology, one of two things happens. Either the inferior technology and culture is destroyed utterly, or they're absorbed by the greater culture and they lose their identity, their freedom, and so forth. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with those sociological principles?
Yeah, I think there's more to it, though. I think there's domination that goes on. And I don't know if we lose our identity. Maybe, you know, if we were to merge into what they are, yes, then we would lose our identity. But maybe, you know, they say that the ETs are here. They're coming and they're going to kill us. I struggle with that immensely because they've been around here for thousands of years. If they wanted to destroy us, they could have already done it. If they wanted to destroy the Earth, they could have already done it. They've gone over our missile silos, shut everything off, turn it back on. And I don't know if they're not sure what to do there or if they're just showing us their power. But I think everything comes underneath the umbrella of the Creator, including the ETs. They're not void of the Creator. So, and a lot of people can't understand that. All we understand is what the Bible says, which says we were created in God's image, and there's nothing about ETs there, which in a way there is if you really look. But long and the short of it is, what is the truth? And this goes back to what you were saying earlier, perception. You know, people's perception, and the news is using perception to change things. But the ones that are listening to the different perceptions, in my opinion, are those people that maybe, unfortunately, they're going to hate me if they disagree, but are dumber than the box of rocks. So, and this is what they obey stuff that they're told. There's no science behind anything. There's no common sense. So I think it's important for us to understand common sense and spiritual. You know, people think that if the Creator is out there doing stuff, that we have to be so freaking intelligent to communicate with Him. And that's such a lie and a myth. Simplicity is powerful. You know, just coming in love, just coming. And, you know, a lot of people go in their prayers and they, dear Lord, blah, 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 blah. And I want blah, 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 blah. And I need blah, 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 blah. Can you heal? Blah, 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 blah. They don't come before the Creator and just silence themselves and listen. And that's the problem with the Democrats. They don't listen either.
Well, the Democrats only listen to one source. I'll just leave it at that.
Yes. And it's a source with a pitchfork. So.
Yes. And we're not talking the Arizona State Sun Devils.
No, we're not. No, we're not. So, and I just think to myself, there might be this year, and it's possible, and I could be wrong. I mean, it's not a strong feeling, but it's a question, I guess. There could be a big revealing this year. And the question is, what is going to be revealed? Is it going to be truth? Is it going to be an illusion? I mean, Joe Walsh said it very clear in one of his songs, we're living a life of illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And we are. We're living this life, you know. And I think the news media gives us an illusion and makes it a reality. And we say, oh, this is real. When in fact, it's illusion. You know, and the sky is falling. The sky is falling. Illusion. So what about when we deal with reality? What if we were to calm ourselves down, look and say and think and feel and use our seven senses is this illusion or is this reality? And that's going to start changing. And using our common sense, Dave, where's the common sense level?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I exactly hear what you're saying. So the problem is...
We go to church, and I think we're missing some stuff at church.
Well, here's what we're missing. Courage. We don't have courage. We are scared of our own shadow.
Well, we don't have truth either. We go to four walls and a steeple and figure everything's going to change in the world by going to that building, and we're totally... I disagree with that. I disagree with that. It's about being a part... You know, it's kind of like, let me learn how to drive, but I'm never going to get in the car. I'm never going to look at a book. I'm just going to somehow learn how to drive. You know, you got to be a part. You got to take part. And we got to take part in what the Creator's doing. It's like, okay, this is happening. This is happening. And so-and-so just trying to pass this law and blah, 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 and all this. A lot of it is negative. Very rarely do I hear positive news on, well, it's probably not news anymore. So at least I thought it was news. But I hardly hear any kind of good news on any of the outlets. So what does that mean? You know, if you have no hope, and supposedly Obama brought us hope, but we can see that we lost change with that. We need to really understand the Creator, and the only way to understand is to silence ourselves. And I don't see people doing that. I don't see people... straining and it is a strain right now, straining to do good when everything else is going bad. Well, he's doing this, so I'm going to do it too. That's not the way to think. And the churches are almost in the same mode. We need to do this and we need to do that, and what they're telling them to do is usually disobeys what they're supposed to be reading in the Bible. So I struggle, because we are in a point right now that if we don't make some positive choices and we don't start doing things correctly, we in about 6 months are going to be in a world of hurt. And that's from natural to political and maybe even spiritual.
What do you think that time could look like if things don't go the right way?
What it would look like? We're going to start with an economy probably collapsing, a transfer from one set of currency to another, a transfer of you don't comply, you go to a camp. There's lots of stuff, and it depends on the levels and how fast that we are absorbing this. Fear is the name of the game. If you have fear, and this goes into even the health issue. If you have fear, your immunity drops. And then we have secondary issues. So if we have secondary issues, if we have diabetes, high blood pressure, adrenaline fatigue, I mean, we can go on with different diseases. So if your immune system is dropped, which it always drops with fear, especially high levels of fear, you know, today's a bad day. There's not much fear in that. But today the economy collapsed and banks closed. Boy, that's something to wrap everybody, because everybody cares about their money. So they're going to be like, oh my gosh, what happens to that? All of a sudden their health, and do you think people have supplements and have eating right, exercising, doing all the right thing when they're in massive doses of fear? Absolutely not. So this is how they know this. They and them know this. They've planned it. They're incredible planners. They know what they're doing. And what you watch, what do I want to say? We like to view. We like to see things. We're watchers. There's actually another name.
Watchers can be, I know it's spiritual, but today the watchers has a different connotation. People sit on their ass and watch and do nothing. Yeah.
Exactly.
They watch Fox News, and the Republicans come on and say, this is wrong and that is wrong, and they go back to Congress and sit on their ass and do nothing. And we watch the TV get inflamed for a few minutes, and then we sit on our ass and do nothing.
And we have nothing but, if when we look at those CNN, those Foxes, those MSNBCs, the ABCs, CBS, NBCs, I can go on and on of all these different outlets, Wall Street, so on and so forth, New York Post, New York Times. All of this is the same narrative and brings fear, because it's not fun to be here anymore. And the suicide rates are proving that statement to be correct. So it's not fun to be here anymore, and people can't cope with it. So if all of a sudden the financial industry drops and tanks and you're out, then you have to have food. And who's going to feed you? Oh, the government that loves us is going to feed us. So they're going to hand out little coupons, and we're going to stand in soup lines, and it's going to be great, and the soup's going to be like pea water. You know, they use
horse. Yeah, bull crap. The same government's going to feed you as the same government that left 1,000-plus Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan.
Exactly. So this is all fear. Fear drives the immune system down. Then they drop a little bit of salt and pepper, and the salt and pepper takes us and makes us sick. And so then we're sick, and we go to the hospitals, and we shred the hospitals, and then everybody catches everything, you know, because you put 1,000 people in a building, it's pretty easy to catch a disease. You know, what's funny is we go to the hospital to get well, and there's so many diseases in the hospital. So it's like you're going to a birthing place to get a baby disease, and I think it's funny. You're so much safer staying at home.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Listen, I went through this with my mom over and over. My sister and I both did. The hospital care, if you're in intensive care, you're probably getting pretty good care. But if you're in the general population in a hospital, and now with COVID, they won't let family members in. And I'm telling you, people's lives are at risk. The medical neglect that both my wife experienced when she was in general population for complications after giving birth was horrendous. I had to stay with her constantly. They tried to leave packed gauze inside of her. They miscounted the number of gauze. That could have killed her. And then I look at what happened with my mom, where she fell on the floor and laid there for 3 hours crying for help in the middle of the night, and no one bothered to come help her. And then I found out, as I talked to a lawyer, they have complete immunity from their negligence. So hospitals are the last place I want. I would do anything but go to a hospital. I'd have to be unconscious, strapped down, and gagged to go into a hospital now.
Oh, absolutely. They're not going to help you. It goes back to Joe Walsh. We're living a life of illusion. The hospital is an illusion. The urgent care is an illusion. And I'm not saying, you know, the doctors are trying, but when you have one or two doctors that are going to service 80 people, you know, tell me what kind of service you're going to get.
Exactly. But it's not even that. It's, I don't even know how to put it into words. The nurses are well trained, and the nurses in the proper setting with the proper management do fine. But in the general population, negligence is the rule of the day. I have seen this over and over again. And now families aren't even able to observe it because they're kept away from the patients because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. And again, separatism is the name of the game for the government.
It's for health. They say it's for health. You know, I don't want to go down that road, but Ronnie, listen, the bottom line is no one's watching out for the patient when they're in general population in a hospital. And if it was just Dave Hodges saying this, I've talked, you have too. We talk to person after person that has hospital horror stories.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what if some of this was intentional? That's a big question there.
Yeah, it's hard to ascribe motives, but it's something that deserves consideration because it's so commonplace. I mean, what are the medical deaths a year? You read these watchdog groups and they publish these lists. I think we're up to, 800,000 death by doctor is what they call it. I think that's the phrase they use.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's incredible I don't think it's, I don't know if it's intentional. I'm going to tell you with my wife, it was sheer incompetence and negligence. With my mother, it was depraved indifference and lack of supervision, you know, lack of institutional control. That's what I've seen in the hospitals from my personal perspective. And then I've seen gross negligence where people are given the wrong medicine, the wrong arm is cut off. Oh, man, you've got me started here on the medical profession. So, Ronnie, explain this to me. We spend 10 times more than the next 10 nations in medicine. We have inhalers that cost $200, and you go to Cuba and you get them for 20 cents. Cuba, third world country. And by the way, our lifespan has dropped 2.7 years since the beginning of the pandemic. So it's unhealthy to be locked up. Maybe that was unavoidable. You can debate that in another forum. But here's the bottom line. We're spending more for healthcare, and what are we, 51st? We're below Cuba, a third world country, below Costa Rica.
But a lot of this, Dave, and I don't, you know, how do I say this? I guess I just bluntly say it. We rely on pharmaceuticals, which can be very deadly at times.
And I agree. And this is why, yeah. Ronnie, I look for natural. I use natural whenever I can. And here's the bottom line. People are stupid to depend on their pharmaceuticals. And not because some of them or most of them don't work. It's because right now China is shutting down its ports because of COVID, because they don't want it to spread to the Olympic Village and they want to put on the best show. And that's the only reason they're doing this. And the supply chain is going to get killed. Folks, you can expect a disruption in everything. And that includes your medication. You better learn what works naturally. So when you can't get your medication for whatever reason, and a lot of it probably be tied to the supply chain, you better have an alternative.
But there's a narrative also there. There's a narrative that natural doesn't work.
Oh, I know.
And so they push that button heavily so that you basically go, well, I can take this pharmaceutical that the doctor said I should, and the doctor said this supplement doesn't work and it will never work and it's a joke and I'm just paying money for dust. And mm-hmm. Yet the pharmaceutical companies want to buy these dusty supplement companies. You figure, well, why would they want to buy something that doesn't work? Or maybe they want to buy something that they can kill the competition.
Well, they like repeat customers too, which is another topic for another time. But I know this guy, he has seasonal asthma, and December, January are his worst months. And he decided to go au naturel on his treatment, and he's still maintaining his pharmaceuticals. His pharmaceuticals have been the constant, but he's having the best year he's had in 20 years, and he's on these natural supplements. He told me that he told his doctor about this, and the doctor said, you're doing so much better. What's different? And he says, well, I'm working out about the same as I always have, and I'm still taking the pharmaceutical medicines I'm prescribed. But I've started taking X, Y, and Z. And rather than the doctor entertaining the idea that this might be the variable that's led to improvement that you didn't have in any other year, he rolled his eyes and said, that's nuts.
Of course, because that's what they're paid for. I mean, they get their sample drugs and they hand their sample drugs out. And if they can get prescribed drugs from that same sample, they get a bonus and get to go to some kind of Fiji or some kind of Hawaii or wherever.
Oh, my God. You ever been to a specialist office and you're sitting there, and while you're waiting your obligatory half hour to 45 minutes, you watch three pharmaceutical reps come in. Usually they're knockout ladies that could be models. And they walk in with their little briefcase, and you know what they're there for. They're there to make a deal with the doctor to prescribe their medication. And they don't have to wait in line like I do. They just go right to the front of the line and go right in, see the doctor, and then your appointment's late. Have you ever had that? I've seen this happen a lot.
Oh, yeah. And what's funny is the doctor changes his tune, he or her. Hi, how are you? Where if when you walk in, it's like, good morning, how are you?
Yeah. Well, we're not contributing the bulk of the funds that send him on vacation or pay for his kids' braces.
No, they're just nice enough so they can prescribe that drug that they just talked about.
Yeah, and they don't want to hear about alternatives. You come in there and you go, doctor, I saw this and read this, blah, blah, blah. They act like you're some dumbass that shouldn't even bring it up.
Well, it's back to the AMA, the American Medical Association. The medical association said, this is this, supplements are no good. Rockefeller changed and put petroleum products in late 20s, petroleum products in all the pharmaceuticals, and got rid of all the herb books and changed basically medicine as we know it.
Well, he owned oil, so it makes sense he would do that. But let me ask you a question. You know what Codex Alimentarius is, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, tell the audience, and then let's play with that one for a second, because I want people to know what's coming.
Well, they basically want to control the supplements, and they want to make the supplements go underneath the doctor. So the doctor, basically, you have to go to the doctor and say, doctor, I'd like to have some vitamin C. And the doctor will say, okay, I'll give you a vitamin C that's 100 milligrams, which is basically
nothing.
You know, if you have certain, I'll put it this way, if you have certain diseases, vitamin C can be a killer of a disease, but you have to up the ante to 5,000-6,000 milligrams. So, you know, 5, 6, 7 grams is when you change the odds on something very serious. So if you take 100 milligrams, that's like one little pebble of salt. You know, it's not really going to do anything. And that's really the RDAs, which is the recommended daily allowances, that's really where the numbers are and where they lie. And who brings and draws those up, I'm not sure. But most of those numbers are so far below safety and all of that kind of stuff because they don't want supplements to work. So instead of just being out there in the open and naked and saying, okay, we don't want you here and we're going to just replace you with pharmaceuticals, that wouldn't go over well. So what they do is change the RDAs to say anything over such and such milligrams is dangerous to the people, even though I've tried to look up many times to see if any supplements have killed people, and yet and then the answer is no. I found one, and the guy was using cocaine, and it was a sex supplement, but he was using cocaine, so they kind of put it on the cocaine overdose.
Oh my God. And they're counting that as a casual, unbelievable.
On supplements, yes. And then I'm thinking, I didn't even know there was a supplement for that kind of issue for sex, you know. But anyway, so that's the only one I found. But when I looked for doctors and prescription drugs killing people, the number was astounding. And I won't say it just in case we'd get banned for something like that, but just go look it up. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
No, I hear you.
And our trust issue goes to where? It goes to the pharmaceutical and not to the supplement.
Well, that's changing too. The public opinion polls on your own doctor are generally pretty good, but for the hospital system, they're in the toilet. I mean, the ratings are about like the Democratic Party's ratings. You know, in Germany, if you want vitamin C, and I occasionally talk to people in Germany, I've interviewed some people from Germany, and they will tell you, yeah, we get vitamin C here, we have to go get a prescription, and then to go get a bottle of for a 30-day supply costs around $100.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm not joking. This is what I'm being told out of Germany. I've heard this story 3 or 4 times. That's what Codex Alimentarius does, and the EU has embraced that. They don't call it that, but that's what it is. But as part of our North American Free Trade Agreement and these other agreements we've entered into, Codex Alimentarius is always listed. They just haven't had the guts to go forward and enforce it because they know they're going to get pushback. But I guarantee you, Ronnie, mark my words, the day that the FDA takes over the natural supplement business, it'll be championed like no one else's business, but there'll be dollar signs behind it.
I think you're right. I think this goes back to the earlier subject of choices, because when we push back, things change. And so I've heard about this the Codex now since 2008, and it's been around before that. And people are, are you scared of this? And I'm just like, you know, no, I'm not. I'm not scared of it, because people right now, when you push really hard, okay, so let's use the narrative. The narrative is being shoved down our throat right now, and we all know what the narrative is. It's being shoved down our throat and stuffed and stuffed and stuffed, and we're like a turkey during Thanksgiving, being stuffed and stuffed and stuffed, except we're alive. We're not dead. We're stuffed and stuffed and stuffed, and all of a sudden you throw up, and people right now are throwing up, and they're like, we're sick of this narrative. We're sick of going down this road, and people are starting to do something, and they're actually, yes, God, they are. They're actually starting to use common sense.
Some are. Not enough. That's why we're in business.
Well,
seriously, I mean, this is why we're in business, Ron. This is why we spend so much time trying to educate people as to what's going on. I mean, I don't know how a parent today, and this is the calculated mistake the Democratic Party's made, when they went and told the parents, oh yeah, you elect the school board, then shut up and sit the hell down and you don't get to say anything about what we do with your kids. Well, we want to teach you about oral and anal sex in first grade. That's okay, L.A. County schools. You want to have people come in that are the far side of mentally ill and tell your kids how to live. That's fine. And you want to reverse Martin Luther King, judge people by the content of their character. Oh no, we're going to introduce critical race theory and make people judge people by the color of their skin. And you shut up, parent, or you're a domestic terrorist, says Merrick Garland, the attorney general, whose son-in-law and daughter own Panorama Education that's made tens of millions of dollars on critical race theory. Talk about conflict of interest. So this is the dilemma that they have, but they've awakened the parents But I don't know how any parent can have a kid in the public school system today and not start to see what's terribly wrong. Some do.
Well, there's going to be a lot of other issues that we unfortunately cannot talk about that are going, when you get a mama bear, we'll use the word bear, then we can throw things around. When you get a mama bear angry because something has happened to their child, let me tell you something, the world will stop. Because you get one mama bear, two mama bears, you get 100 mama bears because something has happened to their child, because something was forced. Let me tell you something, it won't be a pretty subject. And those mama bears, I don't know about you, but when you go out and you go camping and you see a mama bear with a couple of cubs, do you go over there and go, here, kitchy, kitchy, goo, oh, come here, look, let me pet you? No, because you know you're going to get eaten by that mama bear. She's going to take you out. Same thing's going to happen in the human world. So I look for that to start coming too, and that will start coming within the next 2 years. And wait till you see that. Oh, you want to talk about a different formation. Whew.
Well, this attitude changed the politics in Virginia, where Glenn Youngkin and two other conservatives were elected. Although Glenn Youngkin, I got to tell you, interesting guy. He was a member of the Carlyle Group, got filthy rich from it, and then left. And I said, oh, gee, is this guy a plant? Well, on his first day, he made good on his campaign promises with 11 executive orders.
Awesome.
I'm shocked. You know, some people, Ronnie, have transformations. They find Christ, you know, they turn their life around. And I think that was Glenn Youngkin. I think he's generally a pretty good guy. But they've got three executive heads in Virginia now, all made proactive moves yesterday. You know the case in, I don't know if you know the case in Loudoun County, where boys were allowed to go into girls' restrooms, and one boy raped a girl in this one high school, and nothing happened to him, and the dad came and protested the school board, and they threw him in jail, and he served 10 days. And then they transferred the boy to a second high school where he did the same exact thing. And now the attorney general is going after the president of the school board and the superintendent on the first day in office.
I think that's awesome.
It is awesome. So there is, that's what I mean by there is kind of an awakening going on, but there are 50 million people that walk through public schools every day, and I don't think there should be any. I mean, the NEA is nothing but a fundraising perverted arm of the Democratic Party. I don't know why any parent would keep their kid in a public school to what's happened in the last few years.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. People need to get involved, you know? And when we see these crazy laws passing for our children, I mean, hello, you got to wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah, I know. There's abuse at every level. It's absolutely incredible. So what's the way out for us? Is it to invoke a spiritual power?
It is to study and to listen and to connect with the Creator, not with a dogmatic line of thought from a book, but from a spiritual. I mean, if you just sit in quiet for 10 minutes, go shut yourself somewhere and just stay in quiet and just say, just tell the Creator, I'm here, I want to listen. 10 minutes, just 10 minutes. That can change your life. 10 minutes. Because once we connect with the Creator, our thoughts change. When our thoughts change, our common sense level comes up, and it's a domino effect. And this is really important. And here's a big point too, and I want to bring this up. A lot of times we don't think of, because our immune system's down, we're eating wrong, we're depressed, we lots of ice cream, lots of potato chips, lots of carbs, and we find ourselves needing carbs. We find ourselves needing sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Find ourselves almost like we can't stop. Like, how do I stop eating these bag of chips? How do I stop eating my bowl of ice cream or my candy bars or whatever it is that you know is not supposed to be? It could be hot dogs and hamburgers and whatever. You change what you eat. And I don't mean become just Mr. Organic Guru, you know, only eat vegetables and stuff. I mean, that's hard to do. But to change your eating, to fill your body full of food with nutrients, it changes the way you think. Believe it or not, it changes. And believe it or not, it changes the way you see. And so it's important, and I'm not talking just supplements, I'm talking about how you eat and exercise. Getting that heart rate up a little bit, getting oxygenated, changes everything in your brain, changes everything. And they're saying that the eyes are connected to the brain. So when the brain is healthy, the eyes are healthy. So think about how many people have eye problems. It means the brain's not healthy. So it's important for us to feed. You know, it's like the, I forgot the name of the movie, but it was real popular in the 80s. Feed me, Seymour, feed me. And it's kind of the same thing. We need to feed our brain. Our brain is asking and begging for us to feed it, whether that be exercise, whether that be what we eat, and, of course, supplements as well.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, because I've always subscribed to the idea that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And you, what you're talking about right here is exactly right. When we look at our body as Christians call it a temple, but you look at it as a vessel of some sort, then you realize, gee, just like my car, I've got to maintain it, I've got to take care of it, and that means emotional and spiritual nourishment too.
Yes.
But here I'll go back to my point. We don't teach these things in the public schools. We don't teach kids how to make money. We don't teach kids about proper relationships. We teach them to hate each other, hate America, disrespect their parents. I mean, it's just so counterproductive. And that's why I'm saying, parents, what you're hearing Ronnie say here is right on the money. It's a prescription for health, and it has a snowball effect on everything else in your life, including happiness levels. And Ronnie, you're right on the money, but unfortunately, we've taught our kids, respect your teachers, believe what they tell you, because it used to be true. It used to be true. Teachers used to partner with parents. Now,
yes.
Shut up, get the hell out of my classroom, or I'll call the cops.
It is.
And our whole young generation's being perverted. Also, you send them off to college. I'm sure you've heard this. Send your kid off to college for 4 years, and you'll get back a kid you don't know. And I agree with this mantra that says, well, how can you expect to send your kid to Caesar for 12 years and not develop a Roman?
Wow. Good line.
Yeah. Listen, you've hit on the money. But you are doing your part. You're doing your part to bring people education, bring people alternatives for a well-functioning body. I got to stay within my bounds here. I'm staying in my lane, Ronnie. I'm not talking censorship. I'm just talking about the persecutory policies of the FDA, where you're only allowed to endorse the drugs that they make money on.
Exactly. And I just look at it this way. You know, I just look at it this way, and I think, you know, most of the products that I sell, I'd say all. I have tried every product and used every product that I sell. So it's not just selling garbage or selling stuff to people. It's about, hey, this does this, this does this. And I have to be careful what I say, because we're not allowed to say what things do, which is really – we can say what a drug can do. We can say that there's adverse effects, but we can't say anything on a supplement, and we can't say that, you know, 99.9% of the supplements don't have adverse effects unless you're a moron and you take a whole bottle or something like that. And then the worst part, you'll probably just get sick.
Well, Ronnie, let me just give you this notion here real quick for a second. Before I knew you, someone told me, Dave, you may not have to have that knee surgery if you do X, Y, and Z, and it was all natural. And I thought, well, I'm over 40 now. I'm not playing college basketball anymore. So why not give this a try? And so I postponed my surgery for a couple weeks, and I tried these protocols. I didn't have surgery. And to this day, I've never had surgery. Torn meniscus, and I never had to have surgery. And then I had a similar thing happen with my back a year later, where I have two ruptured discs in my back, upper back. And they say, oh, you must have surgery. And I went to a surgeon. Now, if you don't, you'll be crippled. You'll be hunched over like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And I tried natural. I read everything I could on it, Ronnie. And I went natural on it. And I rehabbed it according to rehab procedures. And today, nothing. No referred pain. I lift weights. I swim between a quarter and a half a mile every other day. There's absolutely no limitation on my physical activity other than my aging body, but my back is fine. So I'm a walking, talking testament proof to myself that this stuff works. And if it didn't work, then why is the industry so big?
Exactly. And, you know, if we could have our own narrative for supplements and we were free to talk, supplements would take over pharmaceuticals.
Because a lot of people don't realize this, that they think censorship is a recent thing. It's not.
No,
censorship has been with us since the dawn of the medical industry. Ronnie, we got about 3 or 4 minutes left, and I wanted you to tell people about your great products. Because, listen, I'm a user. They work. Shut up, FDA. They work. I didn't get specific. Shut up, FDA. I'm not breaking any rules, but they work. They work. They work. They work. Tell people what you got.
I got today a special, and of course, all the specials, if you put Dave in the coupon code, hit apply, you're going to get free shipping, and it's going to be even better because this is a heavy parcel here. We've got the colostrum and the tea on sale, and the colostrum is so wonderful for your stomach. So if you're worrying, if you've got fear, and your stomach's just upside down, you might want to try colostrum and see what that does for you. I think it's going to very much help you. And change the way you think about living life, because when your stomach hurts and you feel nauseous, I'll just be honest, that sucks. So colostrum's a wonderful thing. It's on sale. And again, if you put Dave in the coupon code, it's going to be free shipping. And that's good because it's a heavy bag. And by the way, the bag, you just put a couple of spoonfuls and put in about 6 or 8 ounces of water, stir it up, and it's kind of like a vanilla milk and tastes really good and goes down. It's all natural. It's all good.
What kind of, see, you know, I'm going to be really careful how I ask this now. And see, it's not social media that's censoring. We're talking government, folks. And we've been talking about government censorship pretty much all the way through this. But tell me what kinds of people would be interested in these products.
Anybody that has a stomach problem. As far as the special goes, as far as my supplement company, all kinds of stuff if you have, and I can't say this, the ailments, because they own the words of the ailments, but let's just say if you have something, you just go to my website and look and see if there's any help that you can get from something natural, and I guarantee you'll find stuff all over. I mean, we have stuff for the blood. We have stuff for your joints. We have stuff for your digestion. We have stuff for, you know, some stomach issues. And I can go on. And we have tons of stuff for immunity. So if you're a fearmonger and you're always listening to the news and to the narrative, and I'll be honest with you, there's times once in a while, because I've always been in radio, I listen to the narrative for 10 or 15 minutes. I feel fear on myself, and I'm like, holy cow, I got to turn this off and turn the radio on. So long and the short of it is, if you're listening to the CNN and the Foxes of the world, you might want to try not listening to them and go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com.
Getthetea.com. Yeah, I use the products, folks, and they make me happy. Am I allowed to say that, Ronnie?
You can say that.
Because they're not antidepressants, but the effects make me happy. Make me satisfied. So, and you guys know this. I have a long history of endorsing things that I use. And you guys know this from what I do. We sell things I think people are going to need or do need. And this is no exception. In fact, actually, I think this cuts to the heart of why we're here. And I'm telling you, this is a superior company. It truly is. It's a superior company. And they just are very straightforward about what they do, and they do it so well that they make people who are powerful say, gee, I don't like what you do, so I'm going to visit you and harass you so you don't cost my friends money.
Wow.
Is that pretty accurate?
It's pretty close.
Yeah. This is what and I see this with other people, Ronnie, who do what you do and do a reputable job just like you do. I see the same level of harassment. This government is out of control. I wish I could be president just for 1 month, and I would go around and I'd fire all the buttholes. Seriously. So
nobody would be in office.
Oh, I think I could straighten things out by firing people at the top. Anyway, Ronnie, on that note, my friend, we are out of time. So remember, get the tea. Colostrum and the tea is on sale. GetTheTea.com. Free shipping if you use my name, Dave, in the coupon code box. Ronnie, thanks so much for an informative program.
Thank you so much.
Take care.